USA Radio News.
328 seniors graduated from Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, Texas on Friday night. This all after 10 people were murdered at the high school last month. Salutatorian Bailey Dobson spoke at the ceremony.
Class of 2018, it's been a bit of a wild ride. This year has been one of the most bizarre and life-changing years that we've had so far. First we had hunger, then we had snow, and most recently, we had the tragic event that happened on May 18th in our very schools. And I don't believe that any of us have remained free of change this year. We've all grown into our own people, and we've all matured, hopefully, into something that resembles a functioning adult.
In a freak accident at Yosemite National Park on Saturday, two climbers fell to their death. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
About an hour before the jobs numbers were released, President Trump sent out a tweet saying, "Cannot wait to see the jobs report." Well, this has some folks on the left crying foul, saying the president was tipping his hand as far as how those numbers would turn out. Larry Kudlow is the White House economic advisor. He explains the process regarding the jobs numbers.
The CEA gets the numbers the night before. The CEA gives it to the NSC, NEC. That's Kevin Hassett and Larry Kudlow. It's my call whether to alert the president or not. A major number like this, I did get hold of them on Air Force One, let him know. I looked at the tweet he said this morning. I don't think he gave anything away. I mean, the number was, you know, pretty close to consensus, maybe a little better. He didn't use the number.
And finally, two people are suing McDonald's, saying they were forced to pay for cheese they did not want on their quarter pounders and double quarter pounders. They said they had to spend an extra 30 to 90 cents for the slices of cheese when they did not want or ask for the cheese. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Just how much Russia influenced our 2016 presidential election is still up for debate, depending on who you talk to. But what are their plans for 2018? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clapper. He's author of a new book titled Facts and Fears, and he discusses if we're ready for the 2018 midterm elections.
Well, the intelligence community will, and law enforcement community will continue to do what it's always done, which is report to policymakers the activity that they see that the Russians have underway. And I have no doubt in my mind they will continue to try to interfere and influence our elections. What we need, though, is a statement from the commander-in-chief about the severity of this threat, which will serve to galvanize not only the government but society at large. And one of the reasons I wrote my book was to do my little part to try to educate the public about the threat posed by the Russians. I consider Russia as, in the short term, the greatest threat to this country, particularly at least for the next 6 years. And we're going to have at least six more years of Putin. And as long as he's in office, we're going to have a serious problem with the Russians. The other thing to remember about the Russians, which has gotten worse since 2012, is their commitment to modernizing their strategic nuclear arsenal.
It was interesting to note that Clapper actually admitted that Mitt Romney was right during the third presidential debate to bring up Russia and how it was already one of our geopolitical foes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.